Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump will deliver his first State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress on Tuesday. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports the congressional and special counsel investigations of alleged collusion between the Trump presidential campaign and Moscow will be part of the speech.
The Russia probe will be a major backdrop for the speech, including reports the president ordered special counsel Robert Mueller fired last year, only to back down when his White House counsel threatened to resign. The investigation figures to be an issue in this year's congressional elections, says analyst John Hudak.
The Mueller investigation is a cloud that hangs over this administration's head continuously, and it will also be something that becomes a lens through which 2018 voters judge the Republican Party.
In addition to the economy, trade, and immigration, Trump is expected to address foreign policy challenges, including North Korea, Iran, and Afghanistan. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
VOA will be providing complete coverage of the State of the Union beginning Wednesday at 1:45 Universal Time. Also in the news, a suicide car bomb Saturday ripped through a crowded area outside a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing at least 95 people there, wounding more than 163. The Taliban instantly took responsibility. Shopkeepers and others were at their businesses and out on the streets today cleaning up the debris. A UN peacekeeper from Pakistan was killed. It happened in an ambush in the Democratic Republic of Congo. He was deployed with the UN Stabilization Mission. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the killing. This is VOA News. Gunmen have killed at least 14 people. It happened at a dance club in northeastern Brazil. No arrests have been made so far. Police believe the shooting may have been motivated by rivalries between drug gangs. Hollywood star Michelle Yeoh says she's appalled by the plight of the hundreds of thousands of Rohingya who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar amid violence there.
It is very important we are here because what the Rohingya people are going through are despicable and is very, very tragic. It should not be allowed. Every single one of them deserves to have the human rights that it should be given to them.
The team visited a hospital set up by Malaysia, and they distributed relief goods in another camp. Nearly 700,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar since August, after Myanmar security forces began clearance operations. The UN has described the campaign as ethnic cleansing. Human Rights Watch says in a report that Chinese authorities are placing tighter administrative controls over Loringar, a Buddhist study center. The center has long been targeted by Beijing, which planned to reduce the Loringar population from about 40,000 to 5,000 by September of last year. A French woman has been found alive in the northern Himalayan peak known as Killer Mountain, but rescuers have not been able to locate her Polish climbing companion. The pair were attempting to scale the 8,100-meter Nanga Parbat, but they got stuck at 7,400-meter mark and used a satellite phone to call for help. A helicopter was flown in to help in the rescue. And we're told that it was minus 60 degrees Celsius when the helicopter took off. Coldest temperatures ever recorded on Nanga Parbat, where the two climbers were stuck. Cape Town, South Africa, has been scrambling to avoid being left without water. The city's been hit by nearly three consecutive years of drought. Christine Colvin is senior manager for the World Wildlife Fund's freshwater program in South Africa.
We're collaborating with a range of different experts who can give us the best advice. So far, we've been saying to people, make sure you've got an emergency store of drinking water at home. Have at least 10 liters of bottled drinking water per person in your household.
Cape Town officials say they more than likely have to turn off most taps if the combined water shortage level of all the dams there falls below 13.5%. If that day does arrive, residents would need to go to collection points for a daily ration of 25 liters of water. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.